You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Come on!
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to my friend and a friend to a lot of folks in the mid-Michigan area, Sheila Williams, who is wife of now University of Alabama coach Bobby Williams, football coach, and former MSU head football coach here as well. Good evening, Sheila. How are you?
Oh, good evening, Cheryl. I am wonderful, and you?
I am well, and when I say how are you, I really do mean that. Tuscaloosa really took a hit yesterday, and I guess we all have our arms around the whole city because it's just horrific what's happened there.
It's devastating, and I've just pretty much been kind of glued to the television. We were fortunate our family didn't take a direct hit, but our extended family, the university, and so many families there with the student population there in Tuscaloosa did. So I've been so fortunate to get phone calls from Michigan and Florida, all across the country. I really have felt the arms of protection around us, and so we're good. But I really, really appreciate all the thoughts and calls and prayers.
Well, when the storm was happening yesterday, did you have a lot of warning residents in the Tuscaloosa area?
Well, the funny thing is we had an early morning storm. These storms have been popping up for like 2 weeks. And that morning, like between three and five in the morning, we had a very devastating one to the point where I just felt like the windows in the house were getting ready to blow in. And that's when I reflected back on my Florida days and says, okay, that's why we need those shutters on the windows. But you know, it kind of cleared up, and then the tornadoes were just popping up. So it was sort of warning that it was going to be another one coming through in that evening, because I actually went to work that day. I'm working at the academic center with other athletes, and so it was in the air that it was a something was coming. But you know, with tornadoes, they're just unpredictable. You just never know. And later in the day, they just started describing that it expected to be bigger than what they thought, but it hit Tuscaloosa on both sides, high and low, on both sides of it. So I don't know if that thing came together and became one, but I've never witnessed anything so devastating. Watching the news, for your listeners that's been watching that on CNN and the national news, that's exactly that massive monster storm was born. From being down, it would be similar. The area that it hit would be like downtown East Lansing.
Going right down the main area.
Going right down the, and that was so highly populated, so many students and housing, and the mall and everything was right there. It went right down there.
When you and I had a chance to talk this morning for a little bit, we discussed, I said, when I saw it on TV, it looked like something out of a science fiction movie. It was so unbelievable. It was so massive.
Absolutely. It had a life of its own. And, you know, as you watch tornadoes on TV, and it comes into like a little upside down cone where you see the little part of that thing was miles long. So it was, from speaking to the residents here in Tuscaloosa and even, on the weather channels, they've never seen anything that massive before. So it was, you know, it just caught everybody by surprise.
Now, the loss of life, they're talking over 280 people across the whole storm area, which encompasses several states. Tuscaloosa,
yeah,
had its share, and the reports are out. Are there some young folks, some students at the University of Alabama who were unfortunately among those as well?
Yeah, there is that one that's really hit home is one of our Bobby's place kicker. Long snapper. Actually, the coaches were on the road this week, and so he was in Atlanta. But you know, they all got caught. You know, to touch base and try to locate their players, as well as parents calling the coaches. And so later that evening, we found out that he was in the hospital and had a bad gash in his head. And then he was looking for his girlfriend. They were in the home together and in the closet, and he. you know, his last memory was being sucked up out of the house.
Oh,
and probably several hours ago, we, you know, the family, they did find the girlfriend, and she is no longer with us.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
It makes it really personable. And her parents, she came from Dallas, and it's just, and she's one of many, I'm sure, you know, because they're kind of, you know, how they will hold off releasing names until they identify family. So we will never know it. The street that it went down was a lot of apartments that was off-campus housing. And so it's you know, one of those things where they'll probably be uncovering and discovering people for the next couple of days.
They're heavily into it's rescue, you know, search and rescue at this point, isn't it? Very much so.
Yes. And we had another one of the student athletes was trying to make her way back here to us where we were. I even had electricity. I never lost power. And so she was out trying to come home, come to us back here and moving debris and in order to travel. And so, you know, she mentioned about the dog barking. And so they go over there to move the debris where the dog was barking, only to discover that someone else was there who had was deceased. So it's really one of those things, just by looking at the devastation, that they'll probably, you know, I'm sure there's people under debris that's going to take some time to find them.
You mentioned when we talked this morning that life in Tuscaloosa has changed forever. When you looked out today or see things on the news, it must be unrecognizable to you.
It's unrecognizable, Cheryl. I was, you know, I've kind of been glued to CNN, and it shows it where it goes to a mall, which is Belk. And I was just there shoe shopping,
of course,
the day before, and I just know in my heart, because I'm just thinking of the workers that was probably thinking they were, you know, safe in a mall that is no longer there. I mean, there's just businesses. You know, I'm a Hobby Lobby girl, and you know, the Hobby Lobby is no longer there. Just to give you an idea, so you
I
know
saw
how
video.
Massive the Hobby Lobby is. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a video of that. It just gone.
Yeah, it's just really gone, and it's not going to take months to rebuild Tuscaloosa. It's gonna take some years.
Wow.
And saying all of that, you know, okay, it'll take some time to rebuild, but when you have that loss of life like that, that's something that's irreplaceable.
Well, it is. Sheila, I can't thank you enough for taking a few minutes. It's horrific what's happening, and I'm sure it's a little bit of shock for everybody there. All of our best and prayers to you and the family and the family and the community at Tuscaloosa while they rebuild and move forward.
Well, I sure appreciate my Michigan and Michigan State family calling, and we just, you know, phone service has been in and out, and Bobby's called from on the road, and you know, everyone has definitely been sending prayers and thoughts and calls, and the wonders of Facebook is that you can at least put people at ease that, you know, we are okay. Nicholas, who was a sophomore at the university, was stuck on campus last night because the university actually didn't close down until probably an hour or two before it hit, and so I didn't want him to try to drive home in the debris, but he's good, and I can't express enough gratitude and appreciation for you guys, and we'll be okay. And
okay.
I'm just grateful to be here today.
Well, we're happy about that too, and we know you're working hard to help other folks in the same time. We'll check in with you again soon, Sheila. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank
you guys have a good one. Thank you
as well.
Much.
Sheila Williams from the University of Alabama. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.